60s. It was 60s, wasn't it? Yeah. That was a government job I had, though, then. Yeah, so anyway, we were making bombs this out of Freon. To keep them in Freon, if you took them out, you'd have to make sure they were soaking wet or they'd explode.
So that was in the 60s for Vietnam. Mm. What kind of safety precautions were in place when you were working in that factory?
We were bussed in, and we had to take all our clothes off, every stitch, and we had to put on government-issued socks, underpants, bras, any uniform, and shoes. And that was our precaution. And we had to know all this powder had to be kept in Freon, because if you took it out and it dried up, you were in trouble. So then you'd stitch it. You'd get these bags, this shape just like this, and you'd stitch them on the sewing machine, and then quick, drop them back in the Freon. And meantime, there's powder dropping all over the place. So once in a while, we'd just step on the powder.
And what would you do? Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, but we had good shoes. They were steel shoes. And the colonel, we'd know he was coming to check us out. And we had men, I don't know where they even came from, but they were quality control. And they'd always be playing cards somewhere else. So we'd say, well, we can fool around today, so we'd all be out there and stepping on the powder. Then there was this man who'd come down, and he was called Boom Boom Katz. Nicest guy. He'd grab all the boys, and they'd take all the stuff that was rejected and bring it up into the depot somewhere way far away. This is the annex, what they call Wampatuck State Park now, and they'd blow it all up there. It was crazy. It was crazy back then. Then they left there, and they went to Hanover for the fireworks factory.
Okay.
Because it must have been right after the war.
Okay.
Because they closed the whole place down. So I was probably there maybe a year and a half. If that, I don't even remember.